ZB, it is now 14 past six, and from Milford Asset Management, Sam Trethaway is with me. Hi, Sam.
Evening, Larry.
So, Sam, how has the past week been in the equity markets for you?
Yeah, it's been an interesting period, Larry. The local market, the NZX, had a very strong month in August, up roughly 4.5%, and to some extent followed the lead of offshore markets, where things had been getting a little euphoric. I think that was really sentiment driven, that strong performance in August. But markets can jump out of you a wee bit sometimes, Larry. In the first few days of September, that's what's happened. We've seen a fair degree of profit taking hit the local market, with the NZX 50 down around 3% since the beginning of December at the low, but it has come back somewhat today.
So what do you believe is behind the pullback?
I think globally we've seen investors wake up a little bit to the risks a bit more and what's been changing around the world. And to some extent that has been certainly reflected into our local market. So that's the extent of trade wars between the US and China and emerging market issues. I think investors broadly last year got excited about the prospect of synchronized global growth. But now we certainly are seeing those emerging markets hit a few speed bumps, with Argentina and Turkey being the flag bearers of that. So you've got interest rates in Argentina at roughly 60% and its currency halving versus the US dollar.
How immune is the NZX to what has been happening overseas?
I think certainly this week proved that our local stocks are not immune, Larry. Offshore ownership remains high in the local market at around 45%. And it's concentrated in the top 10 companies, the 10 largest companies on the market. So how our offshore investors view those top 10 companies compared to what else they can choose from, that is offshore investors, is very, very important. They are the marginal buyer and the price setter in those stocks.
Anything concern you with the underlying company's profits after the August earnings season?
I think the local results, Larry, were generally very solid. In discussions with companies I've had subsequently, most actually remain reasonably optimistic about their prospects, so they certainly aren't seeing that softening business or consumer confidence impacting their own operations. And the key drivers of consumer spending, like the health of the housing market, are holding steady for now. So we actually are seeing some banks cut their local mortgage rates, so the ASB, they're doing that late last week. The only real source of pressure feels like on the cost side, where wages are certainly increasing in parts, but certainly conditions aren't deteriorating.
Overall, should we be concerned by this pullback?
I think ultimately the market was beginning to forget to some extent about the risks involved in investing, and things never go up in a straight line. So what you are seeing is some of that risk being priced back into the market. But it is certainly all part of it. So no, I don't think so at this stage.
So what about, to another matter, the government's electricity price review released today? What do you make of that?
Yes, the initial report came out this afternoon from the government, who had appointed an expert panel earlier this year in April to review the sector. This was an initial report, I would highlight, so it's designed to raise the issues facing the sector and create discussion by the participants on them. So the headline that they've come out with is really that households pay 79% more for power than they did back in 1990. And I think that will certainly be the focus of what the government and the sector look at. Within that, there's a fair amount of detail around the 100,000 households that they've identified in energy hardship and how they can be better supported. So that's looking at things like prompt payment discounts really being an additional cost to those who can't afford to pay their bill on time rather than a discount.
How material is it for our listed electricity companies?
I think the key takeaway for investors in the review was that they found no evidence of the listed companies making excessive profits, the electricity companies. So they do make a lot of their revenue and their profitability comes from the generation side, so that's the large hydro dams, et cetera, down in the South Island. It's not the retail piece, which is quite a competitive space, and where that the 100,000 households in energy hardship do have to pay. Yeah.
Do you expect any change in the way the electricity companies operate?
No, not materially. I think certainly some of the retail offers that they have may be under review, and that point around prompt payment discounts maybe certainly one of them, and things like making bills easier to compare for people, but certainly not. I don't expect wholesale changes to the industry on the back of this.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. It is now 6:19. Patrick Smalley, the editor of Business Desk, is with me next.